This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
This is another Monday here at The Huge Upside. Of course, at the Mindanao Daily News. And you are with me, Mikhail Moreno-Racho. I host this show. We are around Monday because we want to get your week starting right. Mm-hmm. And I hope it does. And thank you for your time. You chose to be here. Dako kayong salamat. Of course, let's get straight to it. Last week, I mean, the previous segments, we've had like a bunch of communities come in here, but we'd like to go back to our roots because we really actually talk about health, fitness, and nutrition when Huge Upside started like 2 years ago. And of course, it's such a delight to talk to real professionals. I don't know if you would coin it clinicians, but I think so. Maragmian, I'm sure Gapon would fall under that category. But yes, gubalik tag sports and health and fitness. And I want to show you a short clip of kinsa akong dalhon karon to speak about that. Now, there's a big I think until now folks are still confused nga hilot daw ang tambal sa piang. And I really laugh kay I don't know if it's true or not. That's why I bring a professional to come here to talk about that. And before we do, she just recently opened up her own clinic. It's called Fix Rehab. I'm going to show you in this video. Meg Kuib, everybody. Check this out.
And you see her with everything she deserves. Just know she prayed, waited, and worked hard for it.
Grabe ang journey.
What are we watching, Diri Meg?
So that's a clip. I compile na ako sa journey when I started Fix Rehab. So kana gi-check pa na ako ang place, nag-measure.
Congrats by the way.
Yeah, thank you, bye.
But it's open. Karaan na to siyang clip. No, when was that?
Ano, when I started late August.
Late August.
Before anything else, ala!
Na, si Meg di ay...
Grabe, late kayang introduction.
Sa podcast. Guys. We don't really introduce people in a podcast.
Yeah, so...
Welcome to the show.
I opened, thank you. Yeah. I opened my ultimate goal, which is Fix Rehab. So, kato na clips. Mga ano pa to, late August. I started late August. Mm-hmm. So, I opened. Soft opening was around September 8th. And then grand opening was October 8th.
Ah, duha ka opening. Grabe
yeah,
sa.
Para ka no. Buen, ko diyan na
buenas,
part.
Buenas, pa buenas.
Dili, just a reason to, you know, have lechon.
I mean, yeah, for sure. If you can do it, why not? Diba?
Dili. Actually, I just want my friends to gather my friends, relatives, and clients.
Like a ribbon cutting. Nilay po dang.
Oo, kaduha ta mag-ribbon cutting.
I mean, yes. If you have the ability to do that, do it. Why? Because muna imong puhunan for the content.
Actually.
Diba?
Uh-oh. Only for the clout?
For the clout. Yeah. I mean, it's people's, you know, that word gets demonized a lot. Clout. Clout chaser.
Yeah, clout chaser.
You clout. Pero you need it.
I think.
You really need it.
The better term for that is market. Or content.
Yep.
I think it's just a slang, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Like, clout is just a slang for content.
Clout is just a term for folks to call people who hustle, like insecure folks yeah. who call people who are hustling.
Yeah.
Sound naman. But hey, I appreciate it. Nga, you actually opened twice.
Yeah.
May dua ka opening sure. because, of course, you need the bang. Yeah. Kailangan yun ang mga pasabog. And, of course, and not only are you a operator of the business, ikaw po mismo
ang
physical therapist.
Actually, before ko ni Annie, gigan ko nag-treat ang client.
Diba? Hey, I appreciate it.
Nalate biya ka.
Diba, wala siya nalate.
Huy, on time ka ko.
True. Kinsa yung client, yun niya. Confidential.
Confidential. Yeah. Oh, yeah, patient diba? Privacy.
Diba? I was trying to test. Ako nalay naguna.
Yeah.
But it's true, bae, kay... What if you don't mind? What does a physical therapist do day? Atong ganiha like on a session lang.
So a physical therapist or physical therapy or physiotherapist, we deal more on movement. So we are known to be masters of motion. Our forte is anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, and the like. Mm-hmm. So, i-ano na lang na ako in irrelatable manner.
Layman so, lang siguro, Meg.
So, example, pag ma-stroke ka, di ka kalihok, ang doctor, iyang i-cure ang cause sa stroke. So, may it be a blood clot or whatsoever. Ang PT, sa among i-treat, ang symptoms. So, nga no, unsa may nahitabo. So, weakness or dili ka makalihok, kami ang magpalihok sa inyo. Ah. Dili ka makalakaw, kami ang magpalakaw sa imuha balik. So, sa sports side, since FIX is also a sports rehab, although I'm not limiting it in that sense. So, example, natakilpo ka. So, imagine, dili ka makabalik.
Dili hilot, Meg.
Dili hilot. Kanang mga kapahilot niya na ano.
Hey, I really want to talk about this, okay? Yes, yes. Sorry to cut you off sa imuang riff. Okay? But, why do you think there's this garikerpir meaning hilot? Is it a traditional thing? Is it a culture thing? And is it only limited sa Pilipinas?
I think it's a culture thing that became a tradition that's been passed on. That's why change is very important. And just because old na ka or you think you're an adult na, you think you know everything, but actually if you become open-minded, you're aware of the new things, kumbaga, you will be open dayo na dili ready ay ka na. Don't get me wrong, nothing against manghilot. I personally
gapahilot ko. But for injuries.
Unsa tawagan if I want to relax, gapahilot ko. If sakit akong muscles because na ano gipamaol ko or natakilpo ko, I go to the EPT. And yes, EPT needs EPT. Physical therapist.
Okay.
So recently, if you've been following me on my social media, I posted nga nagpa-PT ko sa akong PT. Kay katong na party, so siya self-PT. Right? Yeah.
Just certain things nga dili maabot sa imong kamot.
Exactly. Yeah. And kana, we need to be aware, which I commend you for having me and yeah, for sure. Having this show and now you trying to debunk things. Kay yeah. At least ma-aware ang mga
we
kagayanon.
We so. Need to, okay, we're in Boomer Town. Cancel me right now.
I know, I know.
We're in Cagayan de Oro City, man. Like, there's just some things nga dili pa open. This city is still not open to. I mean, it's there na ang mga foundational works of mga some pioneers. Be it art or sports. Na ganyan, nag-integrate. Yeah. But, you know, it's still nice nga na pa yung mga kinaraan niya pamaagi. And we still practice them, but hilot is not a treatment sa piang bite.
I think the best thing is learning what to apply now from the olden generations. Like, ano ba itong word imong ihimay? Kay dili man tanan good sa una. Or dili man, I mean, not everything that's been practicing before good.
And not put bad.
Oh, not put. Yeah. Like, I think we just need to know which ones to still practice.
To keep. Okay.
Exactly.
Acupuncture, though.
Acupuncture. Okay, the difference between dry needling and acupuncture. Sa PT, we call it dry needling.
Dry needling.
Dry needling.
An acceptable term kay acupuncture.
No. Okay. We need to differentiate that.
All right, let's do it.
So, sa PT, physical therapy, ang dry needling is more on some muscle, mega. Needle.
Okay.
But we use acupuncture needles. Sa acupuncture, they use acupuncture needles for pressure points. So example,
okay, there's difference between muscle and pressure points.
There's a huge difference between muscle and ano, pressure points. So sa muscles, example, sakit imuhang bagtak. Sa bagtak mi mismo mag dry needling. That's why kinahanglan as much as possible PT kay mao na ang forte sa PTs. Mm-hmm. Diba? Anatomy, physiology.
Yeah. Sa we're gonna get geeky diri.
Sa acupuncture naman, diya ang ano, sa tawag aning pressure point. So example, labad imong ulo, kabantay ka, dani ka nila i-acupuncture, somewhere na. So, a huge difference, but people needs to be aware sa thin line difference ano.
Well, so there's a lot of things that people need to learn about. And this is actually valuable in Mungibuat because when you actually go to a physician, they actually charge you for that. Diba? Yeah. That information. Although you can do your DYOR, do your own research in Google. It's best to hear it from a professional. Kayo. So I'm really curious about this. Ningang kaganihang there are certain differences between pressure points and muscle. Now, when you do also kanang rehab and rehabilitation and what do you call it? Rehab, just rehabbing. Mm. Do you target certain muscle groups kung asa ang injury, di ba?
Yes. So example, sa rehab, sa fixed rehab, I incorporated the traditional rehab or treatments and the unconventional. So if you were able to watch the intro clip, I was with King, who is...
Okay, yeah. Can we play that though, Riv? We got that video. Okay, this is the one.
Yeah, so... Hi, I'm Meg, and I facilitate King's recovery. Therapy is vital in an overall performance of an athlete. We facilitate not only during injuries, but even in the journey towards the race. We do stretching and IASTM, or instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization through blading and cupping. People disregard the importance of recovery whenever they train. Warm-up and cool-down is essential in any physical activity. Physical therapy is not only about rehabilitation, but also prevention and wellness.
How I treat King. King is an athlete, so in fix, akong gi-combine ang conventional and unconventional or like other techniques. So I use IASTM
or
instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. So as you can see. So, the blade, I use blading.
Di ba mo gawas ng dugo, ana, Meg?
No. That's a different practice. But okay. I don't practice, ano man, wet cupping. Oh. So, I use blades and I use cups. So, the blades is there to manipulate the fascia.
Which is what is a fascia?
The fascia is the covering some muscles. So, if, okay.
More
like
layer sa muscle. Yeah.
No. It's a covering. So, example... So, for example, mukhaon kag lechon, kabantay mo anang web-like structure between the skin and then the meat. So, that's your fascia.
I thought tambok na siya.
No. I mean, kinahanglan ta mag-lechon. So, there's this web-like structure. That's the fascia. So, if your fascia, given that the fascia wraps your muscles, if your fascia is tight, mo-restrict ang imuhang muscles.
The contraction, dili kayo mo-contract.
The contraction, okay. Ang muscles man, good, it's striated. So, it's like a pattern. So, imagine, ang iyang wrapping is tight or may problema sa wrapping, then dili makamove properly.
So, what you
muscles.
Did on that video, basically, gi-loosen ni mo ang fascia. So,
yes, gi-manipulate na ko ang fascia para ma-loosen.
Can you do that, like, ma-achieve na siya sa kanang hilot lang?
No, unfortunately, and I'm not saying it because I practice it, ha, but I have a handful of clients na before sila niato sa ako, nagpahilot sila, and wala na ko'y mabuhat. Okay, you do you, but pag ato sa ako, daghan gyapoy adhesions.
Okay.
So it just proves na naagyapoy DI, dili makuha sa hilot.
Okay. There are just certain things nga dili pa ma-reach.
Yes, okay. Unfortunately. So going back, so katong fascia, pag tight, aside sa restricted mo movement, it can cause pain. Another is ma-decrease or ma-diminish ang blood flow and lymphatic drainage. And then the cupping, it's to decompress the soft tissues. So, murag iyang isuction para mo lift. Kaya diba adhesion lang or dikit-dikit, sabi ni Saya pa lang, nag-tight na kaayo. So, ang cupping is to decompress para mas maka-flow ang imuhang blood, which the blood carries the nutrients, oxygen, and ang lymphatic drainage po.
Meg, you know what? Nagdugo ako ilong.
Do I talk too fast?
No. Actually, people needed to hear that. And if you guys want to replay that, please replay that 1 minute. Nga Meg was so technical on that one. But you know what? This is practice what you preach. These are the things that you whisper or you say to your clients, diba? Because clients, before they actually go to a professional, they need to understand what they're going through. Okay, diba? Mismo, even clients, of course, 50-50, I believe this, Meg. Okay, 50-50 niya. 50% of the knowledge comes from you. And of course, you need the 50% knowledge from the client because he knows his body.
Yes.
Because iya man alawas.
And ako po, personally, And kami sa Fix, whenever we treat clients, like ako, I treat my clients the same way I want to be treated pag ako ang manginhanglan ng PT. So, di ko ganahan na basta-bastahon lang taka just because, yeah. Although it's still a business, I don't want that. Like, I'm very geared towards service. Maybe because that's how I was brought up. Like,
yeah.
That's how my parents modeled it to me. Shout like, out. Always, hi ma, hi pa.
I'm on TV.
Naman, ako sa TV. So, anyway, ginganan ko nilag model. So, I grew up na it's always about service, service, service.
Yeah.
And even before I decided to pursue PT, diba, like, honestly, PT is an expensive course. It's so difficult. True. It's 5 years in the making. So, that didn't discourage me because I know na I can help a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we all can. Pero, feel na ako in that field, mas daghan kong matabangan since daghan kay kinahanglan i-debunk.
You need, you know, you need professionals nga dili dalo og information og service.
Because
yeah. I've been to, like, ako na nabaho may, I've been an employee all my life, and I know there's just certain businesses nga tigi-tigion gid nila.
Mm-hmm.
Tanan service nga pwede ramon ta muni ang solution, sir.
Yeah.
Ila, they give it to you in chunks. Sir, mm-hmm. may miss nga ma-achieve ramon ta in 1 week, mm-hmm. mahitabo 3 months. Because
yeah.
they want to puga. Puga nila
yung bulsa. Speaking of, so when I started treating my clients before Fix or before Move with Meg Quibi.
Plug na Meg.
Shameless plug. Please follow me on Instagram. I'm just kidding. So anyway, dugay ko nag-market. Kay, I don't know, wala pa kay ko confidence to market.
Right.
So I had King as my first client, and then dag kanang word of mouth.
I know one of your clients, athletes, basketball Ooh. Player. Yeah, I know him.
Who?
Can we mention it? Na naman po yung pangalan si mo sa page?
Yeah, yeah, na naman sa page.
Si, oh my God, I can't believe, si Jimbo.
Better. Face front. Turn left. Face front.
Ah, yeah. Hi, Mike.
Can't believe I forgot his name.
Friends mini Jimbo. Actually, friends ni tungod kay friends sila song X.
Okay, shout out.
Lalang, hi.
Dik, actually si kuan kadula mo na basket ni silingan puguna sa Severite si Jimbo song. Shout out Jimbo.
Yeah,
really good. So somebody like that who's a basketball player, what do you think if wala siya na injured, then what kind of services can you provide to him?
Proper muscle recovery.
Okay, yeah.
So
Let's talk about recovery. Okay, I think
so
this is
permission,
underrated.
If I yes. may. So example, si Jimbo, ano siya, ga-complain siya sa iyang knee.
Okay.
So the reason why ga-complain siya sa iyang knee, because tight ang iyang uban na muscles. So what I did was I treated the other muscles. So I even posted his feedback na paspas na daw siyang mudagan. I think nidaog sila sa mga games.
Yeah, actually, pamugas kayo lang team.
Yeah, so, kana ba, like, I'm not claiming any part man, pero let's focus on the player mismo.
Okay.
Ball is life, despite the busy schedule, mudula, giyod.
Yeah, everyday, kumay mo everyday, di ba?
Diba? Ingana. So, kana, gamay lang na tweak, pero he was able to move tungod kay na release iyang muscle tension, decrease ang pain sa iyang knee area caused by tight muscle, and ni enhance ang iyang pagdula. So kana ba, like, so imagine ball is life ka or sports is life ka, and then because of a certain thing na wala nimo gibuhat, ma-injured ka, simba ko lang. So, it's not only physical pain, but imagine the mental and the emotional factor to it, bitaw, na mawala sa imuha.
The confidence.
Yeah, the confidence. And then you're never the same once
True.
Ma-injured ka.
Ma-injured ka. It takes like a Mamba mentality to come back.
Yeah, oo. But syempre, di ba, it's painful. That's why ako, I personally always explain sa clients or sa patients na ako, naunsa siya. Naunsa ka, what happened to you?
Naunsa ka!
Diba? Like, namin ko yung uban na they don't understand what happened to them.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just know, na ACL tear ko. Na yung, but
yeah,
they don't really
understand.
It's difficult
to understand something you can't visibly see. Although there is pain, you know
yes,
where it is, but you can't see it with your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's why there's
I also learned na ang mga tao in pain, they are really, sorry for the lack of better term, but they are really an ass.
Okay, go for it, Meg. Let's talk about this.
I'm not good with working with maldita people or like A people, but then I realized they are like that because they are in pain. Diba kita?
Oh, right,
diba?
Right.
Kung kita gani, watakasabot sa atong gibati.
We're so grumpy.
Diba? Ano, suplada ka ita. So, how much more mood, if naagyo na hitabo sa imo ha? Diba? If naagyo na hitabo sa imo ha? So, if nakay kaila nga, saning daotan og batasan basig in pain na siya, yeah. So ing na siya na moato sa fixed rehab, yeah.
Kaya be empathetic because wala ta ka balo like not just physically, like
yeah.
People go through stuff. I really want to talk about recovery though, Meg, because this is I think this is a very underrated game that, you know, we as human beings only appreciate the highlights, the time when we do it, the moment nga magpasingot ta, the moment nga mag-workout ta. We don't even do warm-ups. We don't even do cool-downs. We don't even do treatment after. Although, sana all nighttime makaigani. But for longevity's sake, gusto ka mo, mutaas pa, imong, like, I don't know, performance and anything, maka-arsa kag bugad for until 60 years old, 70 years old. When you pay attention to these details, especially sa recovering aside, because this is where the magic happens, baby. Mm-hmm. Kaning 20% training workout. Kana mag-arsa ka, magpasingot ka, magbasketball ka. That's only 20% of the work. What actually is important is after. Unsa imong gika.
Before and after, actually.
Yeah, before and after.
The preparation and then the after.
The warm-up. And, the cool-down. And people actually, di ka na nila. That's why we keep doing this. Although we come off like audacious when because we actually do it.
Yeah.
And when we talk about it, people just shrug it off. Or people just merg kapoy naman kayo na. Dili siya
practical. I hope pa nila ma-understand ang importance pag matagam sila.
When they become injured.
Unfortunately, that's why sa fix, I'm really pushing prehab or preventive rehab. Prevention is better than cure. We all know that, but easier said than done. That's why I'm trying as much as possible to reach as many people, not only athletes, but even if sedentary mong lifestyle. So, sige na, karon daghan kay work from home. Even kids, di ba? Like online classes. Wala mo kabalo na ang inyohang posture, go forward neck na mo.
So, di dapat na ergonomic din nga posture, Meg.
Like, dapat sit up.
Ako, I actually work from home, pero mabantayan din ako ba, I packed more weight
na
nag-inkura ako.
Tapos, dapat like, ang ano, basta like, kinahan mo ato ka sa fix. Let me fix you. diba? So anyway, going back.
Go for it, Meg.
Sa recovery, yes, tama ka. It's really important. So proper stretching, proper warm-up, and cool-down is very, very important, which is often taken for granted. I think that happens.
That's
it goes
term.
With life. But life! It goes with life. The important things are often taken for granted. Hinga na. So gamay lang na na-tweak. Siguro it's not cool na mag, example, nagpasingot na sila. Like, example, sa game, ang ilahang warm-up is, aka na mag-shooting na, ingana. That's not actually warm-up.
Yeah.
Ingana.
When you even see, okay, di man gid up, of course, not everybody is going to be a professional athlete, but if you can also observe how professional athletes take care of themselves, even before their warm-ups, they get treatment.
They get treated,
that's like, what do you call that? May kaninyo ang where they lie down.
Stretching.
Kanang ila, pilo-piloon sila sa ilahang
piti. Yes, yes. Okay, nga na. I watched this U23 na volleyball game and then I saw Alyssa Valdez. Nag-time out siya. Kay murag nabikil siya. Dagan siya sa side and then nagpa-treat siya. As in, naagid sa side. Nagpa-treat siya, naagid ang piti nga na. And then dagan siya balik. So, ano ko na, mas na-inspire ko to focus more on sports because, of course, I want my hometown, Cagayan de Oro City, to be represented with individuals in all fields, especially sa sports. So, especially now, I'm very proud of it na daghan na kay tag-athletes karon, not only sa basketball.
Shout out, really proud what you did. Yeah. Shout out King Concepcion who's actually watching. I don't know if napa siya diri karon, but... Shout out King kay shout out sa inyong team because you actually supported him and because there was that support system in place na IPT na production teams of video niya. Yeah, bisa na. I don't know if niato si Coach Aaron or Sir Coach Craig the door supportan sila, but because of that, there was a support and knowing an IPT dito ang mo-alala in case unsay may tabo, naka second place si King on his first try.
Yeah. So marginga na ba na dako kaayo ang part sa PT sa team. So kana like example mga ball is life. I'm not keen sa basketball players but for sure namoy na ilhan nga na injured na basketball player. So na wala siya sa season, yeah. Nakabalik dayo next season. So murag masyaka ba na how is that possible? But then behind every athlete is actually a physical therapist.
Diba?
Yeah. So there and is... proper ano po, like they are also very diligent. Kay they know ilan man ang puhunan. We always say that lawas ra ang puhunan ni ngana. But we often take our bodies for granted. I'm honestly guilty with that. That's why when it comes to body pains, like a simple stiff neck, gapatreat na ko sa akong PT.
Really?
A simple stiff neck.
Practice what you preach.
Exactly. Diba? I'm not perfect, diba? So that doesn't mean na porket na ako anina field, ha, ayo akong muscles. I also have my fair share of muscle pains. So example, I have a lot of clients na their injury started with a simple neck pain. Mm-hmm. Tapos gipahilot nila. Tapos na-worsen. So nag-yoga sila. Na-worsen. And then nag-join ng Spartan. Nahulog siya sa Spartan.
Oh my God.
Kay pag monkey bars ba na? Basta something pag-lift niya. Sakit naman kay ang neck. So nahulog siya.
Okay, because actually, ang kabantayan ako, when you're, hindi ka mga, especially suspension nga mga, nakasuspend ka, mag-ugot imong kuandri, ugat.
Yes, unya sakit di ba yung neck?
The blood is pumping. Oh, it's not a muscle, it's actually ang ugat ba
yun? Yeah, oo. But possible because tight ang muscles mag-utong. That's why proper breathing is always... is also important. That's why whenever I treat my clients, ginhawa, relax. Kay mag-ano, imbis ang example, mag-ab workout ka, imbis ang abs ni mo ang mag-contract, gaugot na noon ka or mag-utong
ka.
That
too. Anything involves nga maka-utong ka, no?
Sa neck, which magsakit na din imong liyo.
Say ko na. Okay.
We call that Valsalva maneuver.
Valsalva.
Okay. Utong. So, okay. Pinaganda ko lang. Valsalva maneuver na siya.
So how do we, is that the way we breathe? Is that something that dapat
conscious?
It's
the lack of breathing. Ta? Yes, okay. That's why kinahanglan ta mag-breathe whenever we ano. So, pag mag-load, yata mo inhale. Tapos pag mo ano, exhale.
But it especially...
exhale pag na-load. Tapos inhale pag relax.
Relax. But especially apparent kina siya sa with the... ab workout.
Yes. And, and mag-lifog weights.
Dili kaayo ba eh? I don't know for maybe I'm just talking about myself. But in general, maybe, yes. Sakto ka.
Pag mag-lifog weights, kabante mo mag-ugot, dapat mo inhale, exhale, good na.
True. A lot of folks take that for granted. Kay when you realize nga, you become stronger when you inhale.
I
actually become both. And when you exhale, you exert more power sa imong muscles. That's so true. Hey, time to drop some. I don't know if you're a believer, Ani. Are you ready to provide value to folks?
I've always been
ready. Right, because you're about service. Sige, mega. What can people take away from you or take from this? Unsay mga advice nimo if they just want, if they can't afford a PT? Okay. Unsay mga basic things yet? One, injury prevention.
Okay.
Two, warming up and cooling down. And three, siguro for old folks nga, just nga maka-mobile pa sila.
Okay.
You don't have to spill everything, Meg, but something they can take away from this.
Sige, so Fix is all about adding value to your quality of life. Pain plays a huge role to our quality of life. We tend to get used to the pain, pero kung mawala di siya, mas daghan pa day tag mabuhat. So first is prevention, proper stretching, proper warm up, and proper cool down. I know lazy na kayo mag cool down, but please do so. And example, day one ako karon, expect delayed onset muscle soreness or for short, pamaol. That's normal. So DOMS happens 24 hours after your workout and iyahang peak or mas musakit siya sa 48 hours.
Okay.
So I suggest you work out now, start your day one now, and then tomorrow, like do stretching, do warm up and cool down para less ang pain pagkaugma. So tomorrow, 'di ba, peak na sa DOMS ni mo or sa pamaol, mag light workout dayon ka. And then sa third day,
active recovery.
Active recovery, yeah. Or light, basta light workout. Okay.
Sorry, Meg, keep cutting you off. So when people stretch, what are they doing here? Okay, there's something I don't think the majority of folks understand, the na they lactic acid sa atong muscles. After every workout, the byproduct sa atong muscles is lactic acid.
Yes.
What happens to that acid when we stretch?
So kana murag makakos na siya ano, delayed onset muscle soreness,
okay,
or pamaol lingan na. And basta like di na ako mag-geeky para mas ma-absorb sa mga people. So kana like simple as that. It plays a huge role sa delayed onset
makawala
muscle soreness.
Makawala siya. Ang stretching
lang. Yes, maka-prevent. Okay. But naagya po na because it's normal.
Yeah.
So sa third day, rest dayon ka and then balik din kasi mong workout. Don't let your pamaol stop you from continuing your fitness journey. Naagyod na. That's why diba ana sila no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
What we are trying to do is to lessen it and then change your mindset na just because gipamaol ko doesn't mean I can't na. Nga na. And another sa injuries, please ayaw sa dahil mo pahilot. I'm not saying this because I'm against manghilot. No, I honestly do my pamper days gyapo and massage. But if you want to focus on muscle recovery, then go to a PT or worst comes to worst, let's say nakascort, nga na, Rice MM.
I love that, Rice.
Pressure, rest, ice, compression, elevation, modalities, and medicine. I'm so sorry. I'm so
kanang,
fast.
Kanang,
but okay.
Kanang MM nga part I missed. Kay Rice ra ako naandan sa una.
Rice, di ba? But you need pressure.
Yeah.
So example. Common injury is sprain. So, imong ipahigda kilo sprain. Imong ipahigda ang imuhang teammate, imong friend. Ipahigda ni mo. Imo dahing i-wrap ang iyahang ankle. Imuha din ipa-rest, so syempre din siya mudula. Tapos imuha din butangan og ice. Ang ice is only for acute pain, not chronic. So later I'm gonna discuss a little more about that. So acute pain meaning karon day nahitabo.
Okay.
Acute. So that's like mga now till days and a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's acute pain, ice na ibutang. You wrap the ice para dili masunog ang panit. Kabantay mo anang bugnaw kaayo nga nasunog na noon ka. Di ba? Like frostbite.
Okay.
Ingana. So, yeah, we want to prevent that.
Right.
So, i-wrap ni mo ang ice, butang ni mo di sa imuhang teammate, sa imuhang amiga, amigo, unya for 15 to 20 minutes only. Anything more than that, the effect is now heating.
Right.
So, we are trying to get the cooling effect which is vasocompression.
Ila ka so, minutes a day dapat, Meg?
15 to 20 lang. 15 to 20 minutes lang. So, vasocompression is imuhang veins, imong vessels mo compress. So, di ba pag mauntog ka, ice dayon, kay para mo numb. So, we want that numbing effect.
Okay.
Ang heating naman is vaso, sending decompression. So, mo-open ang imuhang vessels. So, maunang paspas ang daloy ng dugo.
Okay.
We don't want that pag acute pain. So, For elderly, ang akong ma-recommend is to always move their joints. I know like sakit na kayo, but that's why kinahanglan og PT kay we really exercise the joints.
Yeah.
Like, i-move gud na kay kung dili ka maglihok-lihok, maingan na lang, hantud sa di na gud na nimo ma-stretch. So we want na mobile tanan pati ang joints, uso kay ang arthritis and whatsoever,
yeah,
like quote-unquote sakit sa tigulang. Sorry for the lack of a better term, but we want to avoid that kay pag di ka maglihok-lihok, you think na dili ka magkasakit. Magkasakit ka actually.
Yeah. You need to move more.
Exactly. We are born, we are made to move. That's why we really need to utilize everything that we have and everything that we are.
That's why you call it Move with Meg.
Yes. Hey! Let me fix you. Another is, okay, I mentioned about acute and chronic pain. So acute and chronic pain. So acute, nahitabo karon until a few days and a few weeks. So ang treatment ana is always ice or cooling therapy. Pag chronic, which is dugay na na pain,
shoulder pain,
yeah, that happens 3 months above. So ang treatment na ana is heating na kay nanggahi na man imong joints,
okay,
di ba? So heating na na atong kumbaga ipalanay. In ano lang ni dili ni scientific term ha, pero kanang para mas masabtan, di ba? So pag dugay
warm
na
warm it up,
Yeah, ingana, yeah. Before we exercise.
You know, I self-medicated. I actually applied those. I had a hyper-extended hamstring.
Yeah.
I stepped on my foot really awkward in one game. Bata pa ko, Dubai College pa ko. And I think I tore my ACL. Unknowingly, maybe I'm misdiagnosing myself. I'm not a doctor, mm-hmm. but it felt that way. So I actually tried to treat myself, went to the internet, mm-hmm. searched all these. What Meg mentioned, although that this take this a grain of salt, I'm not a professional, but I actually applied the heat and the cold. It worked for me, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if when you advise that to folks, they are correct because you're a pro, but when they apply that at home, mm-hmm. they may not get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's best for them mutanaw pudog YouTube Meg or
I wouldn't recommend na mutanaw YouTube because compared to asking a doctor or a physiotherapist, mas ano man good, mas detailed. Like example, yeah. What's your complaint? Ngana? If magwatch man good kag YouTube, they are just sharing general info. Ngana. So I wouldn't recommend.
Case-to-case basis.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is case-to-case basis. Pwede mi mo ngana, oh, you watch this kind of video. But because we know na this will apply sa imuhang case.
Yeah.
But you can't ask a video na, uy, ingani ako ang sakit. Danidapit, sakit
and
na ako.
You know what, Meg? There's a lot of experts now on TikTok.
YouTube University. TikTok University. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You can get a lot of information there. Uh-oh. But when it comes to like, kanang medical and, you know, kanang ingani ba, lawas-lawas, leave it to the pros.
Yeah, ingana. I mean, there's a reason why we spent so much time, effort, money to study so that we can help you guys. So do yourself a favor, do us a favor. It's for your own good anyway. That's speaking of ano, you mentioned na murag a chunk of like anang treatment unya gi dugay-dugay nila.
Yeah, man.
When I started treating, I honestly take so long to treat a client.
Because you're still figuring it out.
Diba? Aside from that, lugi ko. Okay. Ayahay kaya mga client. So like my mom keeps telling me na, "Huy, your time is so expensive."
Yeah.
Ingana, like ayaw sa dayon na ipaulian ang imuhang client kundi na namubalik.
What's your take on that, Meg? Because service mga ka.
Yeah, more on service ko. So I need to
compromise niya may makita, Meg.
Not naman it's still a business, honestly. As much as I want to give so much, that's why I'm giving a little more than usual, yeah. Or than what other
to set you apart.
People do. Yeah, to set me apart. And aside from that, because I'm more of service. So what I do is I'm not really in that 1 hour service. I really go beyond like 1 hour 15 minutes, 1 hour 20 minutes, ingana. Because I really, ano, and then example, a client, basketball client, I posted this on my social media, on Fix, and even in Move with Meg Quibi. So, basketball athlete siya, complaining of tight hamstrings and tight gastrocnemius. Before I treat my clients, I assess them as a whole. And of course, I also assess their complaint. But I assess the client as a whole. And then, nakita na ako na limited yung range of motion. Okay. Dili siya maka-move side to side. So, di ba kung tawagon ka, mutwist man yung body.
Yeah.
There's a reason nga na atong saning neck can twist. Kay ang body at a certain degree lang na. That's why, pag magsige ka twist yung body, nga na, magka-back pains ka.
Right.
Nga na. So anyway, going back, dili siya makatwist, murag jammed ang iyahang neck. And then I treated it, aside from, of course, his hamstrings. After good, ako mag-give video, of course, with his permission. Pag video, madunggan, gudi mo na, hala! Nga na yun! Hala! Makalingi na siya! So imagine, wala siya kabalo na na siya'y limited range of motion. So ka na ba, a little things na it takes a professional to see that. Or even ang imong nilakwan. Because physical therapists are trained to get you back moving, diba? Yeah. Literally and figuratively. Ang dili makalakaw, palakon balik. So we are also trained to assess the gait. Gait means proper, dili lang gait na pultahan ha. Gait means proper manner of walking nga na.
Okay.
So nanay certain degree na nay
una paglakaw, na meg. Yung mga pa-correction na ng tao, meg.
Kay basin
I know with running though you need to have a correct form.
So kung running ganin ay correct form, what more walking.
With
so
walking unsa man ball
yes,
ankle ball una.
Yes, strike. Foot ana, flat, lift.
Dili day tinky, Meg.
Dili tinky. That's why daghan may injured kaysa yung pangilang paglakaw or really? Kanang tight kay ang ilang other muscles.
Not the mid of the sole though?
No. You start with an heel strike. Yeah.
Heel strike.
Oh. So, of course, dili man ta exage ginaana, gid mo backline. Nga na. But there's
technical.
A certain degree. There's a certain degree. It's normal. Even ang toe out, there's a certain degree. Ang flat-footed, it can cause plantar fasciitis, mga nga ba? Sakit sa tiil, tingala ka, ano dili ko makabalance. Tungod di ito, you're either flat-footed, sayup imuhang gait. So we are trained to assess that and to treat that as well. So I also treat mga, example, whenever I assess, like example, back pain ilang complaint, I assess them as a whole, makita na ako, uy, tight ang imuhang toe extensors, I'm gonna treat it. Kay, if pabayaan na
toe
to
extensors.
Na, the muscles that extends your toes.
Okay, that's the whole muscle right here.
Yeah. Okay. So, syempre, di na ito isa-isa. So, yeah.
Have you seen this guy, kaning, I'm not sure, like, I know you're a digital native sa Instagram. There's this really cool account there. It's called Knees Over Toes Guy.
Not familiar, but I'm gonna check that
out. They really push about backward movement.
Okay.
Backward move. Everything going backward. Like, have you tried to like move backward using a sled as weights?
No.
But forward, diba? You push the sled.
Yeah.
But have you tried
like
strapping it, moving backward?
No.
They actually. Yeah. They actually. It's a kind of move. I don't know if it's a fad, but even he's been on like college teams now.
Yeah.
They actually incorporate his principles.
Yeah.
It actually addresses a part in the muscle sa legs nga dili kayo gaka gamit.
Yeah,
and if it's really used, especially, I'm gonna show you guys my leg. Kani daw diring apart.
Tibialis anterior.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
And then you actually address that by moving it like
ankle
this.
Ankle pumps.
Yeah, ankle pumps. When you, this is a hack. I saw this on Instagram. Guys, go check that guy out. He could be correct or not, but it's very interesting. Okay, when you train, this part of your muscle actually helps with your vertical leap. He's 40 years old. Pa siya ka dunk ever in his life. He's dunking now.
Yeah.
And I don't know, bae, if it's true or not. Maybe some sports are looking up. But I don't know. Do you actually practice that sa inyong kwan in PT?
No. Lahi-lahi ang sa PT. So, speaking of practices sa PT, so na ako'y mga kailangan, they have a bad experience sa PT. So now, nag-stop sila PT and then di na sila ganun mabalik sa PT.
Why?
That's something I want to try to reintroduce sa mga tao nga daghan kay rehab sa CDO. You just need to find the right rehab,
right.
The right facility, the right therapist. Ingana. Cause,
maybe the service though.
Yeah. Oo.
You wanna be the game changer, did it, Meg?
The services play a huge role and of course the therapist would. So example ang katun na client ingana, he's actually well known and then naay problem sa iyang knee, gipa-opera na tapos gipa-PT niya. So syempre sakit na at first but then wala man na explain daw sa iyang therapist na it's gonna be painful in the start. So ni stop siya and then now nag-atrophy na ang iyang So ni gamay ang iyang leg. So kana di ba mo nag dali, like, di naman sa dali, but that's fixable. Fixable! So, kanang marag madala pa unta ito, di ba? So,
if,
oo. So, kanang dako kaayo. That's why I always go back to explaining sa client or sa patient na unsa siya para ma-understand niya kung ano, kanina exercises or kanina treatment ang akong ginahatag sa iyo or kanina ginapabuhat. Kay for example sa stroke patients.
Yeah, let's talk about stroke.
Sige, sa stroke
mga
tao
nga nang kwan stroke.
So yeah. I don't want to blame the Filipinos if kulang ilang knowledge.
It's because of the diet and the
not
culture.
Naman, let's say given na okay healthy but you know it happened.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. Now I get you. Cuz naay po yung mga healthy nga tao who just doesn't know when to rest.
Oh my gosh, ako na. Well, I'm not healthy, but I just don't know when to wrestle.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. Rest and recovery and yeah. go really go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. They play like 80% of what we do. So I, and then I think like some triderm gudang stroke by I'm not a physician.
Yes.
But they really triderm kay siya.
Ano po the hereditary? That's why ano ginani mo conditions.
Blood nanagit siguro na sa dugo sa Pinoy no?
Siguro maybe because it boils down from way before. Ngana. So anyway, going back for example stroke. So I don't want to blame Filipinos if kulang ilahang knowledge. That's why I just hope at least we will be open to new knowledge and new practices ngana. So anyway, so maglisod na gani ang tao ma-discharge sa hospital much more seek PT. Kay PT okay. We deal with rehabilitation or ipabalik ka
post-hospitalization.
Yes, yeah. Ing ana. So imagine a middle or low, di naman middle, siguro low class
yeah.
na family na galisod na gani ma-discharge.
Low income fam.
Yes, low income fam. So murag galisod na gani discharge. So how much more ipa PT siya ing ana?
Ligid, no?
So given that time plays a huge role in recovery. So, nagpa-PT na ba ka right after ka na-discharge, then imuhang recovery would be fast or more possible. Kay common kayo na example, sorry for the lack of better term, pero example ka na murag ang nanay or tatay na stroke, ibili na lang sa balay, murag, sorry for the lack of better term, pero pabigat na, kanayangan na. Have you noticed sa abroad, stiff neck, pa-PT dayon. That's why ang mga tigulang dadto, they can live alone, ga-gardening pa, ga-workout pa, kay able kay sila, and then gamay lang na butang.
Yeah, because I think I'm gone because of the, for a lot of us Filipinos, as culture is practical, good, and like to deal
yeah.
problems with ourselves.
Pero when you think about it, mas liso, di ba, yeah. na dili ka makalakaw, dili mabiyaan. Kay
mas practical nga healthy ka.
Exactly. Yeah. So, going back, so ang first, Anna, although it's a case-to-case basis, example, ang stroke patient, pag right side sa brain ang left involved, side. Left side, kay mag-decussate na ang nerve
sige,
sa medulla oblongata.
Sige, tawag nga na, diplegic ba na siya?
Hemiplegic.
Okay.
Yeah. Pag half, inga na. Yeah. So, example, right brain, left ang manifestation. So, example, ang manifestation niya kay weakness. So, among i-strengthen, among i-exercise, gamitan og modalities. Modalities is a term we use for machines.
Okay.
Kanang machines or modalities.
Muna ning dili ni mo ma-access sa in-
yes.
Paan. Because you actually need the facility for this.
Yes. So, yeah. kanang modalities or machines, adjunct lang na. Adjunct meaning pangtabang lang.
Yeah.
So, it's always physical. It's always manual dapat. Mm. So, pag weakness ang manifestation sa stroke, among ipa-strengthen. Naiuban nga pila na ka years and they expect na porket nagpa-PT pila ka sessions ma.
Pwede na bo yan.
Ayun na siya. Yeah. Dili ni magician. We try but, to heal you
but,
as much
what
as
is
possible.
The what is long term though is to get them independent off of PT.
Yes. That's the goal. Independent in the sense they can do their ADLs or activities of
without
daily living.
Without the help of the PT or?
Not only the PT, but their family members.
Okay.
We want them to go back to their normal state or functional state.
Right.
They can either eat alone, even if di na sila kagrass, but that's what we are here for. And
yeah.
also the OTs, occupational therapists, are here for. Example, mga i-modify na to imong spoon and fork. So, di ba, naiuban mga tigulang, nagkasakit ilang joints, di na sila ka-close o ayo. Ang atong buhaton, Anna, pati sa mga OTs, ilang ipabaga ang handle sa spoon and fork.
Right.
Di ba, para mas functional, inga na. Even ka ng switch, kabantay mo ng switch na mas baga siya, that's actually designed for PWDs.
Okay.
Na dilidid nila mano. Yes,
even
modify.
Ka ng railings.
Yeah, railings.
Yeah.
That's why when I go to an establishment and makita na ako, sorry, I don't, di ko judge, pero ma-judge gid na ako.
Yeah.
Nga no gi, ano ang railings? Nga no inyong gi tiles? Yeah. Sorry, I just have to say
this. Diba naman ay kuhaan ka ng nodes dapat?
Yes, yeah. dapat na, dapat murag, dapat magaspang.
Yeah.
It should be Bisaya. I'm not really ano sa Bisaya.
Kana mo pilit gidi mo ang sapatos.
Dili ka nang I know. Oy, comment below kung sa terms
yeah.
sa ano.
Speaking about comments, there are people on the comment section.
Hala, what's ay nag-iingon?
Okay, hi, good morning from Alma, Magalyon, Himparo. What's up? Fahimpa siya, hola.
Hi, Trupa.
And then, I wanna get my neck fixed. Haha.
Ay, let me fix you.
Diba? A lot of folks watching and napadiri kung sakit akong heart, pwede sa fix.
kanang additional na siya na service. Kanang additional charge. No, I'm just kidding.
See, yeah, one of your athletes, si Jimbo Fuentes, thanks for the shout out. Thanks, si Jobside, and fixed.
Yeah. So anyway, going back sa stroke. So unsa ning kung nice stroke na dugay na wala gipa rehab, manggahi na inga na. Okay. So ang among buhaton, amo sang i-stretch, ayha na mo i-strengthen ang muscles sa kinahanglan i-strengthen. So that will take a while, diba?
But yeah. So okay, example nga, such ang time, I think inyong goal is leading ana nga sila na by themselves, but not only by themselves, but you have to instill nga ma-routine ni nila.
Yes.
Because it's like learning that movement all over again in your brain. What happens to stroke is, I think, mga putol yung mga neurons diya, ano? Because the lack of oxygen.
Daghan causes.
Munang malimtan niya ni nga movement.
Oo, daghan causes, Ana, actually.
Ang muscle memory is forgotten.
Yes, aside, Ana, so example, na-stroke patients, diba, like what I mentioned, the weak, so among strengthen, na iuba na, nanggahi, naging ana na. So ang among buhaton is, among exercise, among stretch, tapos, for example, kanin, this is why I'm very keen with building rapport and explaining to the patient or client, na-exercise, we call this the PNF pattern. Among ipaing-ana, wait, kakakita ba ko? So, among ipaing-ana.
Kickback.
Oo. So, ang clients, diba, I mentioned na ang tao na in pain, agitated sila, ingana. So, muna siya, no, sa may mga ipabuhat sa ako, that's why I remind them, I explain them na, example, nakaikuha imong ibutang. Or nakaikuha sa mong bulsa, imong ibutang dadto sa taas.
Right.
So, that's actually a PNF
functional movement.
Exactly. Functional movement na kung ikaw stroke ka, ngano yung moment ko ipaingana? Or ngano yung ana? Mura
ko buang. It has to be kind of practical siya nga application.
Yes. That's why, it plays a huge role to really take time to explain to the clients or the patients na unsa siya o ngano kani ang ako ipabuhat.
That's why we do this. Save you the hassle maybe of going to Meg Divital.
Hi!
But actually, this is what you're providing, Meg. Mm-hmm. The value that you're providing may want to invite people. And, you know, this is just a live segment and we can only cover so much attention. Yeah. So you know this game, kaning attention game, the social media game. But the thing is, we have the footage and you can repurpose.
Rewatch, replay, share it. Yeah.
Or repurpose it.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And I believe that in order to have a longevity in whatever you're doing, I think a basic understanding of how your body functions and works is needed.
Actually, that's both a blessing and a curse. Honestly, the more I study my profession, even way back college, the more ko gaka-amaze. I mean, I'm not a saint, ha? Pero unsa tawag ganing gaka-amaze ko, like, oh my gosh, God, oo, tama. So for example, the knee. The knee is composed of bones. Nadili siya puzzle, but because of the patella or the knee, makamove. And then there's ligaments. So, diba, the best gift daw given to us is freedom. Like, in life and in our body, freedom. So, our joints has a certain degree of freedom. We can do this or na certain joints na makarotate. But then, too much of anything is bad, diba? That's why too much love can kill you. I'm just kidding. Too much of anything is bad. So, kinahanglanay mo limit. So, the ligaments and the muscles are there to limit too much freedom.
Right.
Kaya kung walang ligaments, ang imuhang knee nilagput na dito.
Or if they're overused, pudpud siya. That's why your knee hurts. Kaya mga bukog na ang friction
niya. Wala
na in between something that, you know.
Yes. Then it goes hand in hand how with your healthy lifestyle, with the food you're eating, exercise.
Food is a major.
Food is life, but you know,
especially
we can only
sa atua, it's something that needs to be talked about. But because food is life, I'm a hypocrite. Bisag ako, bago ako nagkaog, humba gahapon.
Ay, kalami. Diligid na.
Humba ganiya pamahaw. You know what? But that's why we're at least man lang. If you can't take care of our food, take care of your recovery, your rehabilitation.
Yes, your body.
Your body.
So kinda like little tweaks lang. That's why I really encourage everyone. Like not only because I have this business, but nasa imo, but ang ako lang ma-offer is sa Fix, we really focus on recovery. We focus on adding value to your quality of life. We focus on service good. That's why I really combine conventional and unconventional or new techniques to, you know, help you get moving again.
Give you more value.
Yes.
Appreciate what you're doing, Meg. It's funny, when you become a professional, like a PT, and then when you become a business owner, you become something else. You become more than something like a preacher, more than that, like someone who like advocates for something.
Yeah, I think advocate is the right thing because even with my other businesses, I really remind myself.
Eli wear.
L-U-R, active wear. Yeah?
Yeah, you don't see her wearing a scrub because that's the product right there.
Yeah, actually. So anyway, even with my other businesses, even way back, elementary, high school, college, I have my small businesses. I don't sell what I don't, what I wouldn't buy.
Yeah.
So I won't.
Or what you wouldn't do.
Yes, exactly. So I won't sell it, even the price point, the design, the use, I wouldn't sell it if ako mismo dili ako ang consumer.
You're not sold to it, yeah.
Yes, oh, I think that's how it's supposed to be. Okay, I realize there are two types of businesses. One is your passion, another is the need. So even if dili nimo passion or dili nimo ano,
Fix Rehab is both.
Dili nimo ang ano, dili nimo field ang, let's say, pamaligya o bugas, pero sa imuhang subdivision, sa inyohang lugar, walay bugasan. Then you will learn the business. Yeah. What
you
rises.
Will supply the need.
Exactly. And another, like for example, ako, I pursue a business because it's my passion or I feel like it's my purpose.
And it's going to be a need because we have athletes like again, Kagandero City. And yes. Booming mga sports nga. We got bikers, we got skateboarders,
triathletes.
Of course, the traditional, conventional basketball players and footballers, volleyball players, you name it, we have it. Meg, really appreciate your time today. I'm afraid nga kulang lagi dang usa ka oras.
Lagi,
yeah, maybe we can do this again soon and probably bring one of your clients. I don't know.
Yes, confident.
Kumusugot.
Kumusugot.
Hey, the name of the show is Huge Upside. I just want to ask you, Meg, if what it means to you. Say pasabot that word, just that word. What does it? What comes to your mind?
For me, huge upside is from the word itself. Upside, baliktaron. So it's a huge move to reverse what people think. So this show, I believe, is here to debunk and to educate as much as possible. And aside from, you know, to reach as many people. So I really suggest and invite you guys to please share this episode.
Thank you
very
much.
Their page. And of course, follow The Huge Upside and Mindanao Daily News Network.
Meg is such a professional. you're a TV personality. Luencer po na si Meg. Go follow her pursuits.
Yes, please. Can I plug?
Yeah, go. Where can people find you, Meg?
Please do follow my personal page. I mean, sorry, Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram. That's Meg Quibi, MEGCUIB. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's OK Meg, OKAYMEG. I also have several businesses. Eliware, active wear. I sell versatile active wear. You can use not only for working out, but even for swimming. And for OOTDs, you can dress it up and dress it down. I have small to big sizes. So I really want to cater to every body type and every shape. Another piece to support, of course, Fix Rehab Physiotherapy Services. We are located along Osmeña Extension, Doña Emeteria, Osmeña Extension. And please follow our Facebook page and our Instagram page. That's, of course, Fix Rehab Physiotherapy Services. And I also have a podcast.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, I forgot that you do a podcast, man.
Whip, What's Your Perspective? It's on Spotify.
Go
so
check
far,
her podcast.
Wait,
out.
Am I missing anything? Yes, sabagay ka na. And I just want to say thank you to Lay Bear Eyelash CDO, Primea, Happy Concept Dental Care Clinic, and
that's the whole second floor sa SM North Wing.
No naman, napod third floor sa Sanjio. Oh, no, yeah, and Lay Bear, of course.
There you have it, folks. Meg, really appreciate your advocacy.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
Yeah, that was very valuable. Golden nuggets, what you dropped just earlier. Bye. If you want, please follow MDNN for more stuff like this. And the Huge Upside would like to thank y'all for spending your time with us. Yes. Bye, everybody.
Meg, bye. Don't forget to hydrate.
Oh, yeah, hydrate then. Bye, everybody.